one of my vacations from high school, I got to be cashier across the street at the grocery, commercial neighborhood, and I acquired a bad cold, and from there my ankle swelled, and I got like a synovitis dance. You know, you jump, you get nervous, and I was sick 13 months. 13's in my life, probably when I was born, 13 years. And when I was 13, my father died. When I was 26, my mother died. I was sick 13 months, got sick on the 13th of the month. It bothers me. Sometimes it's good, once in a while, good luck, but it's prominent in my life.
Yeah.
Don't put that down, though, because they say New Orleans is superstitious people, you know, but that don't worry me. But when things happen like that, you can't help but notice it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but
I got crippled. I was 4 months in bed and 9 months in the... 9 months in bed and 4 months in a chair.
You couldn't get up?
I couldn't. My hands was like this. The doctor was giving me heart medicine and nerve medicine, go up and down with the drops. And Mama, growing up, she, old-time people used to take cod liver oil. So she gave me some, and I was willing to take anything to get on my feet again, you see. That was a bit of stuff. It was greasy, you know. Mama said, it'll do you good. So after I had a couple of doses, she told a doctor, and he was a country doctor in his time, and he said, well, Mum, he used the word Mum so much, that wouldn't hurt. Mama says, I know it don't hurt, because he's had about 6-8 doses already, and it's doing her good. He says, well, continue with it. So my feet generally got down, it was swelled up, the ankles like that. That's another miracle in my life, got better. And I commenced to get better, and I went and took up that business course and took care of it until she died.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's always all. Anyone knows something else? What else can I tell you?
Well, now, we were talking about the major parts of the city. Across Canal, they call this section the what?
This is the Garden District. It ain't all Garden District. There's a boundary line, you know? They enlarged it, called it the Lower Garden District. But this, where I live, on between 2nd and 1st, around that Andrew Jackson Hotel, it's a tenement, it's an apartment hotel. People pay $20 a day to rich people. You see, we had beautiful homes on the avenue, and they're trying to save them now, but so many got torn down in these condominiums and all that went up, you know, and they're trying to save the old mansions. But the widows, the women became widows, and the blacks don't want to work no more. They want $20 and $25 a day, and the widows don't want to pay that. You see, they're scared of them in a way. So they go and live in these hotels, and of course they do them too, $20 a day. Now the girl helps me once in a while. I give her $5 for 2 hours, which is pretty dear. They want 2.5 hours, like the minimum, you know. So I told them I couldn't pay them more than that. That's what I worked when I could. If she
like
couldn't work for that, 2.5 hours for your work.
Like the minimum.
Like what?
Like the minimum. What do you mean, like the?
What do you mean?
They want 2.5. Oh, the minimum.
Oh yeah, that's the working wage today. You know, you got to pay that to them. It's gonna go. It's 2:30. 2:30. It ain't 2.5. But now, July 1st, with Social Security, the minimum's going to be 2.5. We're going to get that little raise, too, with our Social Security. So, there it is. So these widows live in these hotels. And Celeste, she goes over me living in that neighborhood now. She got that job over there in that hotel. And she got plenty of weight because that woman fell down. And she's all her shoulders are black and blue. So she goes to the hairdresser with her and everything, 2.5 hours. She made money this past month with her.
Yeah.
And I gave her $5 yesterday for she cleaned the bathtub out and